Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Bose and Company. I am your host, Emily O, and I'm joined by my wonderful co-host and mother. Hello, Anne. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Emily. Thank you for having me. I love our coordinating brown.
I'm obsessed with our coordination today.
Chocolate.
It makes me so happy. Is that new?
It's new, and I am cozy, and yet I feel cute, and I love this sweater. I have it in the other colorways. It's sort of a blue one that I wore a lot.
Yes.
For Henry.
For Henry.
But then Henry thought I should also get this one.
Henry said, I love it so much. Let's get it in a warmer tone.
Yes. He was like, please get it in the other one.
Please, Mom. And or Grandma.
Yeah. It seems like probably fallish, but I don't care. It's Staud. I love it. It's Fair Isle. I'm obsessed with Fair Isle.
I also feel like this time of year, almost like you kind of like pull back out those fall pieces and you winterize it. Like this is, I have a chocolate brown sweater on as well.
I love that.
Which could also lean fall, but this deeper chocolate I feel like is so good for this time of year.
Yes, and if you, I'm not a skier, but I like the whole idea. I like après ski. My sister's a skier. She has really pretty sweaters. But I don't ski. I love this little scalloped lettuce edge turtleneck I have on underneath.
It looks really nice. Yeah.
Thank you.
A little white around the face, as you always say.
Yeah, lifts.
Lifts. We're all about lifting, you know?
Correct.
Picking our faces up the floor, off the floor, putting on those Fair Isle sweaters.
And if a lettuce edge turtleneck does it, then get it.
Then get it. Exactly. We love a layering piece.
And it's got a little, oh no, I thought it had it on the sleeve. It doesn't. I have a J. Crew one that Laura told me about.
Uh-huh.
That also has lettuce edge on the sleeve.
It's a lifting layer.
It is. And it, when you look down at your arm, if it had a little lettuce edge, it brings joy.
It brings joy. I love layering like a white top under a sweater. I feel like it just instantly elevates anything. Yes.
Yeah.
But I love that we're coordinating. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
Kind of start of the week. Are we in the second week of January? Are we technically in the third? I feel as though this month is already flying by.
It's almost the end of the second.
Almost the end of the second, which is kind of crazy because I feel like we just started. And do you feel like it's like we're really trying to get our footing on this month?
I have my footing.
Okay, maybe it's just
I love
this
it.
Side of the table. No, I know. I'm trying to, you know, like, I
what
feel like
mean?
We're very organized and stuff, but like with work and stuff, I'm still trying to
kind of
grasp
sure.
like what people want to see this month and what I want to share.
I agree with you on that. I've got my footing with the cozy and the relaxing.
Yes.
And
the winter
that.
Vibes. Yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh. But I agree with you on the work.
I think
part.
We're doing a good job of, you know, not hibernating, but really doing what winter is meant to do, which is to rest, to stay inside, to have some soup, and to wear a Fair Isle sweater. So on those, yes.
So check.
So
we are
check.
Doing that.
So ha, look at that.
I felt like we had Laura last week and we hadn't seen her in a while. And I feel like we are raring to go for 2026.
I agree.
But
yes.
It also includes embracing this month. And I think you're doing a nifty job.
Okay, good. Cool. Great. Good check in.
You know, sharing real life, what you're doing.
Perfect. Yeah. I mean, we're having a nice start to the month for sure. What would your bows and lows be?
Let me think about my low. I don't particularly have one, but my bow is Henry related. They registered for so many amazing things. And I also kind of helped with, you know, I was involved. I knew what was being registered for.
Yes.
So I have tried over the last month for which this sweet child's been alive periodically to put him in a bouncy seat that they have. And I bought the same one, the Baby Bjorn. And it's beautiful. It's lovely. But it dawned on me. I'm like, why does this seem different than the bouncy seat that I put you guys in, which, of course, was years and years ago? Well, ours had a little thing. Mine didn't play music, but it would vibrate. So you put the baby in it. And I feel like Elizabeth lived in it.
Yes.
Like
it was her, that was her home.
It was her nursery, was that seat. And you could just move it around easily. If I took a shower, I would put it on the floor in the bathroom. And for whatever reason, I thought that it had this feature. And then she also has they have a beautiful swing type thing.
Yes.
And he does not love that. And he gets, you know, you just want something for like a few minutes. That's
right.
All we're talking.
Yeah.
So I did a little bit of research. It didn't take long. My sister was actually involved because we were talking about it. And you start to relive, like, what did we use? I asked Laura. She had a hand-me-down one. And she said one of her girls just loved it. So that is my bow. I ordered one. It arrived. And he liked it yesterday.
He did.
He was so cute in it. And it does play some music and it's got the little bar. It's nothing earth shattering whatsoever. But sometimes we have to, you know, we go for the fan. They're not even that fancy, but you just need like something basic and you know they're going to like.
No, yeah, so, I know what you mean. I feel like sometimes like,
yeah,
some, just keep it simple. Yeah, he did. Right. He looks so cute.
And I think with babies, it's you have to. You're always like trying different things.
Yes, yes.
And so he did like it, put it together, and I'm going to take that over to their house today. And I ordered myself another one.
Yes, you did. Yeah. So you have one here as well.
I think very it's reasonably priced. I got them from Walmart. It's just a Bright Starts bouncy seat. So many of you are probably listening and you're like, this is not earth-shattering information. It isn't, but Henry wanted one.
Henry wanted one, and whatever hen wants, hen gets.
Yes, so. Yes. So he was happy, and it's just like a new view for him to sit there for a few totally. Minutes. And then it was so cute because we were all sitting on the floor watching him.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thrilling. So that was for sure my bow. And my low, I mean, I guess I could just stick with the Henry related. His stomach has been bothering him a little bit because he needs to burp.
Boy, and, after my own heart.
Yeah,
yeah.
And they figured it out, and he's feeling much better. But I was thinking about that. That was sort of a low.
So his, cute. I miss
his him. Little tummy.
His little yeah. tummy. I would say, I don't know if I have a huge low. My lower back has been hurting.
Oh, dear.
But we're going to physical therapy after this.
Yes.
Which actually, when we were out over the weekend, we ran into our physical therapist at the bar, who's just a hoot. Like, we love her. And she was with her husband. And yeah. we were with friends. And we were, you know, we were complaining about just so many different things. We're like, oh, my gosh. Like, everyone is. So
she's the best.
She's the best. And then Elizabeth was like, actually, Madison, like, my shoulders are kind of hurt. So we're out at the bar. We're like in leather jackets, are screaming, and she's like, come here. And she starts like working on Elizabeth's back. It was hilarious.
I can't wait to see her, and she's gonna like crack up.
I know. I can't wait to catch up with her. So yeah, just a little lower back pain, but nothing crazy. As far as my bow, we ordered some new things yesterday, which I'm mm-hmm. very excited about. In fact, I went to bed thinking about it. We ordered mm-hmm. this new cashmere taupe wrap from J. Crew, mm-hmm. and I think it's really gonna perk up my January.
It's a poncho.
I'm sorry, not a wrap. Yeah. You're right. It's a poncho because mm-hmm. we have the wraps, but it's a poncho and we've never tried the ponchos from J. Crew. So we're in for quite a treat.
I actually wondered if you'd wear it today, but you're probably going to do a little reel and show it.
Yeah, I think I'll wear it on Friday for Laura.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
I like to.
Are you going to tell about your accessory that goes with it?
You know what? I didn't know if it was too far, but I'm going to share it as well.
And I think they'd like to know.
Grammy really liked that necklace
she
as
loved
well.
It.
I felt like Heaven Mayhem jewelry was actually some jewelry that Joyce would like.
Oh, she would love it.
So yeah, then I got this really pretty. You guys know I've been obsessed with Heaven Mayhem. Shout mm-hmm. out to them. And it's like a long black tassel necklace, and I'm gonna wear it with the poncho, and I just really love tassels.
Yeah.
And I think that they're so chic in necklace form. We have so many tassels around the house. I love them in home decor form. Maybe I should get a tassel for my apartment.
That's a great idea. Gosh.
Okay, I'm gonna order one today.
Okay.
But I love the tassel necklace, and I love winter dressing. Like, we enjoy winter wear, so I like to just sink into it and find pieces that are really wintry. So yeah, that'd be my bow. I podcasted yesterday with Dad, which was really great for our first Patreon episode. Yes. I feel like we've been podcasting a lot, but I like when we get in this rhythm,
mm-hmm.
kind of how we did in the fall. So we had a really great episode with him. So shout out to Patreon for you guys to join our new subscription. And I know a lot of you have started subscribing from last week, and I shared it on Bose and Company Instagram. So we already have a ton of subscribers, which is amazing.
It's so amazing.
And just a reminder, it'll be 2 episodes per month, $5.99, and exclusive content over there. So that was nice. I got to touch base with him, and we did Terry's Top 10 Tips, and he did a great job. He came in his suit. It was great.
He came home early.
Yes.
He was ready.
He was ready. So that was another bow. And I'm trying to think what else. We had a nice weekend.
You finally took your decorations down.
I finally took my decorations down. Yes, I bit the bullet and it didn't take that long. And my apartment's feeling very fresh. I just Mackenzie Childs did out and it's just everywhere. And at first I was like, is this a little bare? But I really like it because just for like a couple weeks, I needed to be clean and organized.
But I feel like that is January. It's ice, stark, minimal.
Yeah. Exactly. Totally. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, my
sounds
apartment's
scary,
feeling,
but
yeah.
But no, I think I like that. It looked, the Insta stories of your apartment, it looks fantastic.
It feels great. And I love coming back to it. Everything is literally perfect and lined up and it's so organized. So I'm feeling great about my apartment.
Wonderful.
We had a really cozy week over the weekend. Elizabeth and I went out on Friday, but then we went up to our lake house, which we really hadn't been up to. And we had, I had the best burger. I'm literally still thinking about that burger. It had an egg on it. Mm. And I think it had ham, which I love. I like a ham like wedged into stuff. I don't just, you know. So we had a really great burger. It was just cozy.
You got a bottle of wine.
We got a bottle of red wine. And you and I did a lot of work together on Sunday by the fire. Yeah. We kind of like tackled some things that we had been putting off. So yeah, it was just like a sweet little weekend.
Why don't you tell the one thing we tackled that we're both super excited about?
Oh yeah, I talked about it on my Patreon last night. See, now this is going to be hard because I need to keep track of like what I'm saying on the Patreon and what I'm saying here. But this is going to be public knowledge, so it's totally fine. Yeah. So I'm doing a January giveaway on my Instagram, just kind of as a thank you for hitting 60,000 on Instagram. And then also I just wanted to do a January giveaway because like we said, it's stark.
I love giveaways.
We need a giveaway. Yeah. So you and I were brainstorming because I wanted it to be like authentic to us and still worth everybody's time because, you know, I don't know. I just wanted it to be cool, fun. So we two winners will be winning new red light masks and just a bunch of other really fun goodies that we ordered. So that took kind of a while, but we did that.
It did. It was really fun. So we're waiting. We've been waiting this week for some of the things to arrive. Realistically, I feel like the giveaway will be over the weekend.
I would agree.
Or maybe the beginning of next week. Just depends. We have a couple, and I just remembered we're going to add a couple other things.
Yes.
But it's a substantial giveaway.
It's a substantial giveaway, and there will be two winners. And if this goes well, I could see us doing this, like, not maybe monthly, or we'll just see.
We'll just see.
Can't be tied down. So those are my updates.
Those are really good updates. I'm trying to think what else. We do have our, I'm just thinking Emily on Bo's things. We do have our children's books.
Yes.
That are in the studio. They are published. They're darling. And we just have to figure out our plan for releasing them and selling them.
Correct.
But it just seems, that seems like a fun, cozy winter.
Yes. I know. I'm really proud of us that we got that. Mostly you. You did it. All got that done because it'll be coming out soon.
So we have to work on that a little bit. But I just feel like we're in a good routine.
Agreed.
I hope that everyone else is. I did look up because I was thinking about this. And I said a little bit last week that I can always do a refresh. I can always find something that will perk up my closet.
Totally.
Yeah, I don't have any problem with that. But I did look because I feel like in the fall we do a lot of like, oh my gosh, what are the trends, especially in Ohio because we have a nice, like the seasons change. We have a true fall. Yes. But I did look up an article just before we came down here, and it's from InStyle magazine, which I always find them incredibly reliable. And there are, and I think you're going to like this, you are going to remember some of these things. There are 10 bold new fashion things. My phone is not loading for some reason. I feel like I'm in a...
You know, sometimes the studio, like in that corner particularly, is kind of a dead zone. Like I drop calls. Oh, God. We get blank. What's the article called?
Oh, my gosh. Let's see.
Remain calm.
In style. Yeah, it's in style.
Is it 7 bold fashion trends I'm wearing this January for a fresh? Ten. Yeah. I don't know why I said 7. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Usually my computer gets a better reception.
Yeah. So the number one, which I did remember this one, is opera gloves.
Ooh!
Isn't that sound fun?
Obsessed.
I actually was looking this up right before I came down while you were setting everything up, and I then wanted to go look for some opera gloves. And it says you can elevate any look with it.
Oh my gosh, I love this.
So they're full length. It looks cool with anything.
Coats, like, sweaters. Yeah, she looks cool in this
picture.
Doesn't
she look cool?
I'll link the article in this episode as well.
So I feel like we could, I know my mom has some and she's given me some. I might still have some upstairs. I just think it's really cool. And if you had a cape on.
Oh, if you had a cape
or something, you could use that.
I love that.
I just also think they're super cozy if you had like a cashmere pair.
Yes.
Even if you put it over.
Yes.
I don't know. So if you don't have some, that's like a fun, easy new refresh. Or if you need a present for somebody this winter, that would be unique.
That's a great birthday gift to give somebody who's like a January or February baby.
Isn't that a good one? Or even like nice leather ones. So maybe we can look for a few different ones.
Well, we got leather gloves from Quinn's for Christmas, and I actually threw them in my purse this week, and I need to wear them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Driving gloves.
You really need them because the cold weather is super harsh. Yes. I mean, we're always buying lotions and cuticle oil and all of that kind of stuff. Just put your gloves on. Just that helps tremendously.
My hands were so dry last night. I like lathered up with lotion before I went to bed.
I just bought a product. I think it popped up on my Instagram, and I'm a complete sucker for anything like that. I think it's called Palm, P-A-U-M-E. And I bought the cotton gloves, which I used to wear all the time, and cotton socks.
Oh.
And then it's a like a hand cream.
I love that.
So I just put it on my nightstand, and I'm going to try it.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll report back.
Please do.
Yeah.
All right, let's continue this article.
Why don't you say number two?
Okay, so the color of the new year, which is, I'm assuming, is white, since this woman is wearing.
Yes, and it's called Cloud Dancer.
Cloud Dancer.
That's the name of the paint color, the Pantone color of the year.
Okay, well, I really like this for right now because I love a winter white.
Yes.
That's great.
And what are they saying? This article was saying, like, you can wear any kind of winter white, which, ladies, we all know, like, don't put your white jeans away.
No,
especially now, because you could be a cloud dancer. It's the color of the year. I'm going to say that.
Think of that. You could be a dancing cloud this month. Hello.
I mean, don't you love the name of
this? Yes, I do.
I would love to meet the person that named that Pantone color because I think I like them.
Do you think it's a year-round team that decides this? Or, like, how many decisions does it take until we've arrived at the color of the year?
I don't know. And I bet they're already picking next year.
Of course.
Because the meetings and the emails and the Zoom calls that must go into this, because it's been a thing for years. So Cloud Dancer, I mean, I think some people initially were a little bit up in arms. I was reading different things because it's just a version of a white.
Okay, it was controversial.
Yeah, but I mean, who doesn't love that?
I think it's pretty straightforward. Yeah. I mean, there's only so many colors to choose from. And what I love is that we still collectively have a color of the year. I love those types of things.
So do I. And like, you know, do you know what the Pantone color of the year is?
Oh, you didn't hear? Oh my God, that's so embarrassing. Right. Yeah, well, I know it. It's Cloud Dancer.
That's why I'm dressed like this, head to toe in white with some white opera gloves on.
Exactly. That's why I have a fur headpiece on at the grocery store. Yeah, I'm following the Pantone color.
It is a conversation starter if you're looking for something.
It is. Like,
hey,
it is.
What do you think about the color of the year?
Yeah.
I also think that Sherwin-Williams, I don't know what it is, but I do think that Sherwin-Williams also has a color of the year.
Well, of course, as the paint company, they had to kind of jump in on like this one cool thing at the start of the year.
Right. Correct.
Yeah.
It seems like they should be bigger than the Pantone, but whatever.
So this is not, there's a separate board for the Pantone, like there's a separate like and color committee.
Over the years, you and I have done mood boards for the two different
ones.
We
have, yeah.
Maybe I'm not fast enough at doing this, but we could also look up what the Sherwin-Williams color of the year is, because I'm wondering if it competes with the white, or if like do the
universal
two ever
khaki is tailored and timeless.
So did these two components talk to each other? Because we've gone very neutral. We've got a white and a khaki.
I have to imagine that they caught wind of this white and then
there was a leak.
Yeah, because there's, it's not like they chose, you know, teal, something vibrant and bright. They were in that same neighborhood
and what's it called again?
It's called universal khaki.
Universal khaki.
I'm not gonna lie, Cloud Dancer is way cooler and chicker.
We could have come up
with
something
like we
better.
Picked like the weird aunt, the weird sister in khaki, you know, like kind of running after the cloud dancer who's
it makes me want to it makes me want to yawn.
Okay, Sherwin.
How about Benjamin Moore? Do they? I don't think they do one. I don't know why they don't. If they were smart, why wouldn't the paint companies do like the color of the month?
Okay, so Benjamin Moore, color of the year is Silhouette AF. This is a rich, deep espresso brown with charcoal undertones.
I see. Okay.
2025 was Cinnamon
Seems
Slate.
Like they maybe copied a little bit too. Well, you know what? Pantone is the leader in this, and Cloud Dancer wins.
I like Cloud Dancer.
Not
and I like
that
the
it was
name.
A competition, but it wins.
Yeah, I think we need to streamline the color process, and I think we need to just stick with Cloud Dancer.
And what I also like about it is you can have, like, winter white has always been a thing.
Yes. Winter khaki? I've never heard of that.
No. But Cloud Dancer is clearly, like, white, bright white.
Mm-hmm.
I always think of winter whites as having a little bit more warmth to it.
like an ivory.
Yeah. So if I'm looking at that picture on the InStyle magazine, she is in bright white. Like it looks like a summer day.
It does. Yeah.
So that means go ahead and wear the white jeans.
Yes. Not this that, is a bright,
not that anyone
vibrant.
Said you couldn't anyway, but you really will be, you know, the Pantone color of the year.
The Pantone color of the year.
Oh, read the next one.
Okay. So the third trend is relaxed fit denim.
Love it.
Love it.
And I have on more of a relaxed fit denim right now from J. Crew that I've talked about before. It has Laura picked these out for herself, and then I jumped on the bandwagon. And they have like a tuxedo stripe, a yes. brown velvet down the side, and I'm seeing that a lot on relaxed jeans.
And you've been wearing brown so much that I feel like it goes with so many things. I don't know if I look the best in a relaxed jean. What are your thoughts on me in a relaxed jean?
I love it. I thought your jeans yesterday looked relaxed. It's finding, you don't want to look dumpy.
Right. Those are more of like a flare though.
Well, you know what? You're right. You know what? I'm going to say, I don't think we look good and relaxed.
Just because I'm so, like, I don't have a lot of shape to me. So I sometimes with like a flare jean type thing. But I think it can be cool.
Well, they're typically the relaxed denim that I'm seeing is got a wide leg.
Okay.
It's a, but it is pretty baggy looking.
I'm going to read what they said. Say goodbye to high-waisted styles because in 2026, it's all about the low-rise, relaxed waist jean. Easy to dress up or down. The silhouette still reads polished, especially in a classic true blue wash like this one. Pairs beautifully with tweed jacket for subtle Chanel-inspired or a look just as chic style simply with a classic white tee. I do like that look, like a ballet flat.
You went out the other night and you didn't even realize you were a cloud dancer. You wore those really, those are cool. They're a relaxed fit, rag and bone white pants.
They are very relaxed because I'm
you
used
were
to
doing
more.
Two of I the was. Things relaxed fit it. And white.
I had those rag and bone jeans on and they are much lower rise than I'm used to, and I actually felt like at several occasions my pants were falling off throughout the night. I was like, what's going on? This is like really relaxed,
right?
But it was cool. I did like it. It kind of switched it up.
I
that's
what I'm saying.
I,
you looked good.
See, I don't know if I styled that correctly. I think I need to circle back because I think those are actually more of a daytime pant. Those
I still thought you looked great.
I did it with a leather jacket, so I kind of fit what they were saying.
Yeah.
Do you want to share the next one?
Yes. Number four is funky footwear, according to this InStyle magazine. And it's funny because the picture they showed, the person doesn't look like she has anything funky on.
I don't know what they're talking about.
But it says to do something a little bit more unexpected and fun with your footwear.
That's nice.
And you know what? That's a good idea. Give yourself permission to buy, you don't need a lot, but one or two like really fun.
Yes.
Because sometimes I will say when I get funky footwear, I don't wear it that much, or it's very niche. And but I think it's okay.
I do. I've heard this before, like this little rule of like, okay, put your outfit together and then pick an unexpected shoe really is like setting you apart and showing your style. And like, it just makes it cooler in general. Like I've heard people talk about this. So I think they're playing off of that. I don't think that this is unexpected what this. Oh, mom, we're not looking at the picture correctly.
Oh, my gosh, it's completely unexpected.
Oh, my God, it totally
looks like
is.
It was pants, but it's actually a boot.
Oh, okay. This makes so much more sense.
That's cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
That's funky footwear.
That is funky
it
footwear.
It actually, the boots that this woman has on the picture, it looks like a pair of pants with her shoes sticking out.
That's cool.
And it's got a buckle at the top. But that is still cool because they were black. Like, she could wear those a lot.
Totally.
I just always am cautious with funky footwear. I don't want the person's eye to go right to my feet necessarily.
Right.
So I'm always kind of aware of that.
I would agree with that as well. Number five is leather bomber jackets. I feel like Elizabeth and I have really hopped on this like the past 2 months.
Yeah.
And like
you do
oversized.
Have those. Fun fact, I do not like myself in a bomber jacket style.
I kind of agree with you. It's very flat style, like you said, with this layering piece. You need something to lift. I will say the only time I'm wearing this is in a going out situation. If I didn't have that, a bomber jacket would never cross my mind.
No, I have a really pretty theory. I've had it for a few years. Pink outerwear bomber jacket style. And usually I like it if I wear something like with a collar or something that lifts me up. I love bomber jackets. I just don't.
That's like the Anne's classic version of it.
It is.
It's like the sweetest like little version of a bomber jacket.
But I don't. But I do think they're really cute.
I do think they're very cute. And I do think that they're easy to style, especially in the winter. Like you don't even have to think about it.
Right. Here's one trend that I'm going to skip.
Yeah. I don't think I like this
one. Boho ruffles. I love ruffles, but not boho ruffles on me.
Easy to dress up or down and perfect for layering underneath a hefty coat. It's as versatile as just romantic. I get like a blouse having like a light, like a blouse that's a little bit more flirty.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But we're not boho people.
Not the whole thing.
We're going to skip number six.
But those of you that love it and look good in it, it's a trend.
Yeah.
I love this one. A long trench coat and boots. Sign me up.
Sign me up. Are you kidding me? Let's do this all day long. Your trench coat might already get tons of wear throughout the year, but it works double duty in the winter when paired with extra long boots, especially high leather styles. I like reading stuff out loud.
I like listening to. I love being read aloud too.
I do too. Yeah.
It's very soothing.
It's very, especially with a microphone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. I think that's a great one. And I like the fact that whoever wrote this article is embracing the trench coats that we all talk about in the fall.
Totally.
Like, you got your khaki trench coat, maybe put a big scarf.
One of those triangle scarves.
Yeah, the big triangle. Fold it into a triangle and put it around your shoulders.
Winterizes it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really like this
one. I'm going to try that.
I have all these pieces. Maybe I'll wear it tomorrow.
Yeah. Tall boots.
That's a great one.
Cute little dress. Also, I'm going to interject here because I was thinking, if you're wearing the trench coat, this person had on a dress. Clearly, I don't know what the dress is under the trench coat. I found an Amazon corduroy dress, and you just posted the reel of Elizabeth.
Yes.
She wore it, I think it was like on the fourth day in that reel, the fourth outfit. And it doesn't show up as amazing as it is. It's an Amazon corduroy shirt dress style.
It is.
And then she wore a kitten heel, but it was a tall boot.
Mm-hmm.
Brown, and then she put a scarf around her neck. It is the cutest dress.
It doesn't look Amazon. It looks Ralph Lauren.
And that dress would look darling with a trench coat over it.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
I'm going to tell her about
this. And I'll link that, what is it? Dress.
The Amazon dress. I think it also came in an army green.
Great for my working gals.
Really great for working gals.
Yes. And
that's something we talked about in our meeting. That's why I think this Elizabeth reels that you're doing, usually right before she leaves for work, I'm like, hey, have a great day. Oh,
could you come and quickly? Yeah. She's a good sport about it. She likes
film
doing
you
it.
And she's so, it's really quick and easy.
Well, she's the best person to share the workwear. I mean, I know we share bits of workwear throughout it, but she is going to work and she always looks chic. So I might as well share her. Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She was missing in her, I got her for her birthday and for Christmas, two long winter coats, which we've talked about before. You have to have a nice winter coat.
You do.
Just make it black, whatever it is, just get one. But Laura had on a really cute mango black wrap jacket.
Yes.
And I did buy it for Elizabeth because she has navy and camel. And I added a black one
to the rotation. Yeah.
And she'll have them for years.
She looks scary when she's walking towards us in the heels and the long coat.
Very official.
Very official.
Yes.
I love a long coat.
So now's the time to be looking for it. I know they're talking about trench coats here, but if you are in a colder climate, you need some more warmth.
You do. Absolutely. Yeah. Especially in my city girls.
But there are a lot of coats on sale right now.
A lot of coats on sale. Mm-hmm. Speaking of coats, number eight is statement puffers. Mm. That's super interesting. Forget the basic black puffer and opt for a more colorful take on this practical staple. Puffer coats don't just deliver instant warmth. They also double as bold fashion statements, adding personality to even the bleakest winter days. Oh, that's cute. I like that.
That's cute. You kind of lose me on that picture puffer. I mean, I don't need more puff. And that is a massive puffer coat.
I don't even really like this outfit.
I don't either. But I like the idea of maybe getting a coat in a fun color.
Well, I think our Airno coats do that. I mean, those are like a nice, because those come in, it's not crazy colors. They're your brown, your champagne, your black, your navy, but they could come in other.
they have a green.
A green, yeah.
Yeah, they're kind of sold out right now, but you're right, that's a classic style that you can wear forever. And I feel like it's pretty much flattering on anyone because bold, big puffer, horizontal puffer stripes.
I don't like to be top heavy, you know?
No.
I'm super aware of that. I think it's because my legs are longer, but I don't want to feel teetering on the top, you know?
No.
And sometimes I can feel like that because then, like, she's wearing a baggy jean. I mean, I would look.
She balanced it out with a baggy jean.
I would look insane in that
and
outfit.
Hot. I would be hot.
Hot.
Super
burning
hot.
Up. Yes.
I will say the nice thing, and Laura just got herself an Airno coat as well, the same one we have. I think she got chocolate brown.
Yes.
Which is what Elizabeth have. It's beautiful. That is the perfect weight.
Oh my gosh.
Of a coat.
Because realistically, you're wearing a sweater underneath it and you do overheat sometimes, more so in the winter because of all the layers.
Yeah.
We cannot stress enough how much we love those coats. It's an investment, but it's like Oh my gosh, I get so many compliments on that coat. It's an everyday coat. You can wear it to work out. You can wear it to work. You can wear it out. Like,
it looks just sharp.
I can't say enough good things about it.
And it's a little bit longer in the back, which I like.
Covers the tush.
Yep. And then it has a super pretty collar.
Do you really like that collar? I think that's a nice.
Yeah, it's different.
Yes.
Cute. And it can keep you warm.
And it mostly that. Okay, number 9, animal print outerwear. Okay, lots of outerwear. Super interesting. Playing it safe with outerwear is so last year. Get a little bold and add a wild animal print coat for instant interest. Mm. This statement piece elevates your coat game and turns even the simplest winter look into something fashion forward with a twist. You know, I have that leopard print cheetah print coat from Tuckernuck. I need to wear that.
Is that Tuckernuck or Francis Valentine?
No, Tuckernuck. Oh. They sent that to me in the fall, but I think
you need to wear it.
I need to wear it because it was too thick for the fall. Like, it wasn't warm enough or cold enough at the time, but it would be perfect for right now. Okay. I need to remember that.
It's really perfect.
I'm going to show up tomorrow in all these trends.
Everything.
Everything. Yes.
But I do like that one. It's got to be the correct print on me, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't even love this print that they share.
I don't.
I like what they're saying, but I think that the visual department could have chosen.
Was it only cheetah?
Yeah.
Or just, oh no, any animal.
Well, anything. Prints. I'm sorry. It says anything. Animal print. Okay. I have been seeing zebra a lot everywhere, black and white.
Pretty.
Like in a small dose. So, like a shoe, a purse. I don't know how I would feel about it in large coat print, but I like it in little accessories.
Yeah.
Do you want to finish off?
I love number 10. Ladylike layers.
This was made for you.
Wasn't it? And look at her darling outfit.
She looks, I really like this one.
So ladylike. She has on a pretty black skirt and then a Fair Isle sweater. And
you would
boots
wear that.
And that pretty blouse. I want her whole outfit.
And she's got the gloves. Like, it literally looks kind of like your sweater.
Yeah.
It's cold outside, so forget sheer layers and opt for more lived-in layering that really packs on the warmth. A maxi-length skirt paired with a Fair Isle sweater is a match made in heaven. Not only cozy and chic, but also perfect for trapping heat and keeping you toasty all day long. This is such a cute article.
This is a really cute article. I love this look. I'm going to see if I can recreate it for Elizabeth.
Yes, you
look
great in that.
She could wear a little Fair Isle and then a black maxi skirt. Is that, it looks like it's corduroy almost.
I kind of want a black maxi skirt because I keep seeing people wearing them and I think they're really cool. Okay. Yeah.
All right, so we have stuff to do after this.
Apparently.
That is a great trend. And I have to say of the 10, and I put in specifically like for January.
Yes.
So you have 2 weeks. We got to jump onto this. I think that I like most of them.
I would agree. Yeah. And I would say that I would say about 85% of them I liked. So 80%. Yeah.
I like the statistics here.
Right? We're getting really serious here on the show in 2026.
Yeah.
Thank you for finding this article.
You're
this
welcome.
Really perked up our day. Yeah. Yeah.
Because I feel like I'm still cooking a lot, which
you
is great.
You are still cooking a lot. I know. Yeah. So many good meals. Are you making something tonight? Are you making stuffed peppers?
I'm going to do my stuffed peppers, which we've talked about before on the podcast. It's very simple, and I am going to do those again. I also found a notepad on Amazon that I kind of am in love with for January.
Yeah.
I think I showed it to you. It's just a simple pad and it's for meal prepping.
I really like it.
And it just along the side is Monday through Sunday. And then there's a space if you want to write your grocery list and it's perforated.
Perforated.
Perforated. So you could then rip it off if you wanted to and
yes.
take it to the grocery store. Or if you're ordering online or you don't even need to use that part. And I don't know. I just like it.
It's really cute. And I'll link it as well for if people need to meal prep and organize their recipes.
Well, and mine is just more, I like it because I like to, if I am
plan out
be
your
cooking,
meals.
I can plan out my meals.
Sorry, that's what I meant.
And a new notepad makes
everything
better.
Everything.
Should I tell the new thing that since we don't have a ton to talk about right now, but I am really excited. In fact, I have to call my friend Kara, who listens to the podcast religiously. Because she pushed me over the edge with this purchase. You know what it is.
What is it?
I've talked about it for years.
Oh, yeah, I know what it is.
I've talked about it for years.
Share.
I've done research. I'm really building it up, guys. I've done research. Then the ones that I think I should get are super expensive and involved. And then I've asked another friend and she's like, yeah, I have that big expensive one and I could never find anyone to fix it. And then I finally ended up selling it. And then I think, okay, so I'm not going to use it. And I go back and forth, back and forth. And my friend Kara, I'm building this stupid story up, but my friend Kara texted me and asked me if I had one. And I said, no. And then I thought, I want one. And I have wanted one and we were texting back and forth and I've wanted one And I think maybe they're making more of them now in different price ranges, because I feel like it's always been super expensive or not very good. Like I don't know. So I bought one and I'm going to tell you what it is. It comes on Thursday, and I had Claire do a little bit of research. She follows two different women who have the same one as this. It's an embroidery machine.
Oh, I didn't know if we were going to land the plane.
Yes, you ordered an embroidery machine.
Thank you for listening to all of that.
And I need to tell my friend Kara that I did pull the trigger and I bought it. And it comes on Thursday. I'm a little nervous, but it falls into the category of learning something new.
Yes.
And, you know, I'll never know unless I try it. And pretty much everything Henry wears is going to have his name or his initials
He's
on it.
He's going to have everything personalized. Yeah. No, I think this is like a totally Anne purchase. And I think that you will love it. And we will be here in a couple of weeks and you'll be sharing all of your embroidery stories. So,
and then my friend Amy has one and she was like, get it. Like, you'll use it. I have another friend who has one.
No, I'm so excited for this.
I'm excited to try it. It'll be good.
You've been talking about it for years.
Years. Years. years.
Years. So I think it was the natural progression to.
Henry wanted it.
Henry wanted it. So Henry.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to start. I'm like, Henry told me that he wanted this new purse. so yeah, that's a little bow for you.
It is
that.
A bow.
Yeah. I'm excited. We'll keep everybody, you know, up to date with the embroidery journey.
Yes.
But I think that's our show for today. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you all are having a wonderful week and a cozy January. Everything will be linked down below. Join our Patreon if you want to continue on with more episodes throughout the month. And we're so excited for everything that's to come. And yeah, anything else you want to say?
No. Yeah. This is great. Thank you so much for listening.
Thanks for reading the article. You're really bringing the notes as our producer. Team. Yeah, we really appreciate it.
No problem.
We will see you all next week on Tuesday. And remember that everything is, in fact, better with a bow. Bye-bye now.